Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Where have all the horned lizards gone? Elementary school students can help Texas Parks and Wildlife find out by participating in the 5th annual Hometown Horned Lizard Essay Contest.
It's set up for grades 3 to 5, 6 to 8, and 9 to 12.
Marcia Reimer coordinates the Nature Tracker program at Parks and Wildlife. Deadline for essay submissions is February 1. Students may participate in the contest as a group or as individuals.
No matter how they do it, they will go out and research what happened to the horned lizards within their community and get insight into what may have happened in the past.
Biologists use the information to help them understand why the state lizard has experienced a dramatic decline over the years.
The essays have given us some information on what possibly may be going on with horned lizards throughout the state. Like, many of them have found a possibility that the introduced fire ant might be causing the decline of the horned lizards throughout the state, and also possibly pesticides. But a major one that they found was changes in habitat.
Submission deadline is February 1. Find all the information you need on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.